We have a new business in our area. I say new. It's been open for a little bit now, but a new business. And the interesting thing about this business is it's opened at a perilous time in our country, coming out of a pandemic, which has basically slowed the country to a crawl for the past year. I have great empathy for somebody who decides to open up a business. Jill and I opened up Robin Hood Radio and started it at the height of when? The big stock market crash in 2008, 2009. That's when we decided the timing to open up the station. But in times of adversity and in times of things like this, it is actually basically a great time to get into business. And that is my lead-in to Tent New York. First of all, we welcome Darren in. Darren and all, thank you for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So now, a little bit about your background. First of all, let's talk about Tent, where Tent is located in Amenia, New York, first of all, before we go any further.
Sure. It's the old gas station on the, I think it's the southeast corner of 44 in the middle of town, just a diagonal opposite Four Brothers.
Okay. And you know, that is a it's turning into a great location. I mean, we have a lot going on in our area with Silo Ridge and the rail trail and the expansion, of course, years ago of the railroad there. But I guess, Darren, my thought to you, how long have you been thinking about the idea of opening up a shop like this, like Tent?
I mean, I think it's always been in the back of my mind that as an interior designer, I would be, you know, relatively quickly able to bring pretty things to the market. But it was not something that I really wanted to do. It was not something that I was really focused on. I was busy with clients.
Now, obviously, looking at your website, born from months of hunkering down in quarantine at your house in the Hudson Valley, that obviously gave you time to ruminate and think more and say, you know what, I guess this is the time to do it.
You know, I'm an incredibly lucky man. I got to move up to Millbrook and live in Millbrook during the whole crisis and live with my family in a house that's beautiful. And I got to look around and see all this, you know, beauty that I get to live with. And I was, you know, not bored, but inspired rather than kind of worn down by COVID.
You know, it goes back to when Jill and I were planning to start this radio station. We could have picked a better time. We could have held off, but we figured with things in such a flux that it's great to start something at that point, build from the base and go from there. But you've got now. I had when we decided to do this, I had well over 30 years of experience in broadcasting at the time. You, as an interior designer for 30 years, have accumulated obviously a lot of knowledge. What sent you into, first of all, Darren, to becoming an interior designer? I mean, was it always a love of objects and art and also their place in either a house or a business?
So I'll tell you the truth. I was actually in the south of France with my friend and her parents, and her dad was an architect. And I wasn't happy. I was in advertising. And her father said, you know, the way you talk about things, the way you look at things, you should be an interior designer. So he was really the one who first put the idea in my head, and then I went back to school and started studying.
Was it an easy transformation to get into it, or did it take you several years to find your footing?
I mean, nothing just fell in my lap. Okay. It was a lot of hard work, and I was making slip covers for people. I mean, I was doing anything I could to make money while I was trying to get my name out there.
I guess that's the hardest thing, but once you do get your name out there, because if anybody watches any television now, one of the biggest draws for these so-called reality channels are interior designers, not only homes and redoing homes, but the major part of if you're gonna have a house and you're gonna move into a house, you might as well have a house that reflects what you like and what's best for the house. I mean, is that what you garnered from all your years of interior designing?
I mean, in terms of television, I think what people really love on television is transformation. They love seeing something come from nothing to what they consider beautiful. In terms of work, I've always been more about how is it going to feel than is it a two-dimensional picture, and how is it going to feel to you?
I think that's important now, because when you take that out of your interior designing, and now you've opened up a shop tent, you really do get a chance to take what you've learned and what you've seen and what you've placed, and have people come into your shop. When people come into your shop, what are they going to find?
They're going to find beautiful objects, lots of them that are local, lots of them from all over the world, beautiful things from Japan and Portugal and Italy and Spain. And then they're also going to find a room just packed with furniture, all of which I've designed and I'm having made in the United States, upholstery that's covered in fabrics from Rogers and Goffigan, which is a really great company, Holland and Sherry, and a company called Benison that makes English prints. Those three textile companies are sort of the top tier of the textile industry for home, and I've got them exclusively at the store, which is I'm proud of. I'm proud that I have that relationship with those three companies. Basically, one of my daughters came in and she said, "Daddy, it's just like being in our house, but everything's for sale." So it's kind of a mosh of just beautiful things. And I love those stores where you walk in and there's a single object perched on a pedestal and you get to look at it like a museum. I love those stores. However, that's not my aesthetic. It is packed with things. I like layers and layers and layers of objects so that you slowly see things over time, and you can come back five times, and even if I haven't changed a single thing in the store, you're going to find new stuff every time, and that's how I live. That's how my home is.
We're speaking with Darren Hinault, who, of course, is the proprietor of Tent and Amenia, New York. What are your hours at Tent for the store?
It's 11 through 7, Wednesday to Sunday.
11 through 7, Wednesday through Sunday. Now, for you folks that are listening, there is a terrific website, tentnewyork.com, tentnewyork.com. And on it, you really do get a nice feel what Tent offers for the individual. And for someone who is listening right now, what would you recommend is this where people come into your shop and they look around and they're inquisitive? Do they buy on the spot, or do they come up and talk and find out, geez, what else do you have? This is where I live. This is what.
All of the above. Okay. People have been coming in. People have actually been FaceTiming with my store manager if they've got something that they need for a hostess gift, or they need to put something together for Mother's Day. They've been FaceTiming with Beth Ann, and she packages and boxes together for people. And I hope in general people just come in, and there are things in the store that are, $15,000. There are things in the store that are $2. And I hope that the people who can only afford the $2 item come in and see the beautiful things that they may not be able to afford, but just to expose them to beautiful things. Had I been exposed to beautiful objects when I was a little boy in suburban America, that would have been great. It would have been a great opportunity. So I hope people come in and just see the objects and the eye towards value and quality and talent.
I think you point out something good here, and that is for people to understand that something that's quality, something that's good, something that's beautiful can be $2, $5, $10, $20, or as you just said, it can go up to $15,000. There is no price limit or lowest price on something that's beautiful and aesthetic and pleases the eye.
That's right. I mean, the goal is, the thing that's always impressed me traveling all over the world is when people are making things. And I've seen people make things on the streets in India. I've seen people make things in Egypt. I've seen people making beautiful things in Utah, in the United States. And I believe that I have things in the store that show the talent and the craftsmanship of the person who made that item.
Once again, we're speaking with Darren Hinault at Tent New York in Amenia. It's on Route 22 in Amenia, New York. They're open Wednesday through Sunday from 11 till 7. Their telephone number is 845-789-1837. Of course, you can find them on the web, as we just said, tentnewyork.com, but also on Facebook and Instagram as well. So now, how long have you been open, Darren?
December 18th. We opened December 18th. I put a little team together back in May, and I said, okay, we're going to do the branding. We're going to renovate the building. We're going to get all the product in. We're going to design some furniture. We're going to get it made. And this woman who's been in branding, Sarah, for years for J. Crew and for Reese Witherspoon's brand, she was like, it's not possible. Like, you can't do this in 5 months. And I was like, oh, yes, we can. So we did. We meet my goal, and we were opened on December 18th.
So how's it been? December, January, February.
December was genius. December, the 2 weeks that we got in December, I thought, okay, if I make this much money every week, I'm going to be loaded. This is fantastic. And then January, January tapered down, but I thought, having lived here for 13 years, that it was going to completely die. And it didn't. It didn't. We had decent January, February, March months. And now the numbers are going up, ticking up, ticking up as the weather gets warmer. So, I don't know. I don't think everybody just deserts Dutchess County in the winter the way a lot of people did. I think people are here. They're staying. And they're happy to have an outlet.
Well, I think when I look around as we get set to wrap this up, and I see new businesses open up, especially in a time like this, and across the border in Amenia, New York, you tie our whole tri-state region together, basically, from just north of Pawling and up to Copaic, and in the northwest corner of Connecticut from Kent, basically up to Great Barrington. We live in an area where people love nice things, and price doesn't enter into it. It really is, and we have a combination of people that live locally and also people that come in just to get away from it all. So we do live in a rather unique area, wouldn't you say?
I would. We ask everybody who comes into the store, where are you from, just because we're curious. And people are from everywhere. And I just had a conversation with somebody. They said, well, why didn't you open in another local town? And I said, because Amenia is in the middle of everything. Amenia is the center. It's between Sharon and Lakeville and Millerton and the Wasaic train station, and people come up from Bedford and Greenwich and Old Salem. Like, everyone's up there.
Yeah, it's a great location. I think sometimes we overlook how lucky we are to be able to live here. Well, Tent New York, once again, is the business, and it's on Route 22 in Amenia, and also on the web, tentnewyork.com. Darren, thanks for joining us today, and I apologize for missing you a couple of weeks ago when we had our phone system go out automatically, and everything's tied in with the internet, and it didn't come back on until about 8 minutes. So I appreciate you hanging in there and coming back on the air with us. And
no problem.
I hope to check with you again in another 2 or 3 months and see how your spring into summer is going as well.
Terrific. Thanks, Marshall. You know, you're very good at this radio interview thing. You should stick with it.
You know, I've been doing it for 50 years. I would hope I'm somewhere there. Darren, thanks a lot very much.
You're welcome.
Take care. Once again, Tent New York is the business, and it's located on Route 22 in Amenia, and on the web, tentnewyork.com on the web.